Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
It's Thursday, and the weekend is almost here. So we have Boston Globe arts writer June Wolfe with us to share some of her suggestions for what to do over the next few days. June, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
So your first pick for the weekend.
Well, you know, in 6 months, you're going to go green from head to toe. You're going to drink that green beer, you're going to eat that corned beef and cabbage, and you'll be singing some Irish songs. And the luck of the Irish is with you because we are going to have the Dropkick Murphys in town tomorrow night at the Bank of America Pavilion. Yeah. For their halfway to St. Patrick's Day show.
This is a Boston band, of course.
Yes, it is. There are seven members. They were founded in Boston in 1996. And they say that their main goal is, and I quote, to play music that creates an all-for-one, one-for-all environment where everyone is encouraged to participate and sing along, end quote.
And if there are people who aren't familiar with them, I think there aren't many Bostonians left who aren't, but, you know, they really have taken whatever we might think Irish music is and given it a totally different take.
They certainly have.
Our listeners can find the music video to Going Out of Style on our website, radioboston.org. Okay, so that's the Dropkick Murphys at the Bank of America Pavilion tomorrow night at 7. June, what else do you recommend?
Well, there probably was no live piano accompaniment when the Roman city of Pompeii was buried by ash from Mount Vesuvius, but there is live piano music at the screening of the 1926 silent film called The Last Days of Pompeii, which is presented by the Harvard Film Archive.
So a silent film, that's interesting because you'd think a volcano needs lots of sound and commotion, but they go silent for this one.
Right. It's based on Edward Bulwer Lytton's 1834 novel by the same name, and the production is absolutely lavish. They've got sets featuring facades of public buildings. The interiors of these opulent private homes are complete with paintings and sculpture and furniture, which is based on archaeological finds.
And I'm told there's some special event tonight tied to the screening?
That's right. At the Harvard Art Museum, there's a lecture called Images of the Doomed City, The Last Days of Pompeii in the Visual Imagination, and that will be given by Professor Adrian Stolle, who will be speaking at 6 o'clock at the Sackler Museum in Cambridge.
And the film itself is at the Harvard Film Archive on Sunday afternoon. June, your final weekend pick.
Well, it's another sort of blast from the past.
Yes, it's the new 1950 Futuramic Oldsmobile that is rocketing your way right now. Look forward to
smooth lines,
glamorous new styling, more Futuramic than ever,
smart interiors,
including luxurious appointments and new upholstery fabrics.
And what a thrill it will be to drive.
Apparently, this has something to do with cars.
You're right, you are. There'll be more than 100 of them, and the Boston Cup will be held this Sunday on the Boston Common at the Parkman Bandstand from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's free.
The Boston Cup, are these certain makes and models, or what cars make the cut for this?
Well, you'll get to see invitation-only old and new vehicles from all over the world. There'll be cars from the United States, Italy, France, Germany, and Great Britain, and this is just the first event of Celebrate Downtown Boston Week, and the Classic Car Exhibit kicks it all off. It'll be followed by lunchtime concerts, cooking demonstrations, block parties, jazz shows, and a charity run.
Okay, that's also this Sunday. That's the Boston Cup on the Boston Common. And we've put a slideshow of some of the cars that you'll be able to see at our website. And June, before I go, I want to mention something. Last night, I saw the new show at the Huntington, Good People.
I did, too.
Oh, you were there
yes,
as well?
Yes, I was.
This, as of course, as you know, then, a Southie story, a very, very interesting one that gets at class and sort of who makes it out of Southie and who doesn't. I actually got a chance to speak with the director, and you'll be able to hear my full interview with him tomorrow on the show.
Oh, terrific.
Again, that's the play Good People at the Huntington. You can watch a teaser trailer of the play at our website, radioboston.org. June, thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
June Wolfe is an arts writer at the Boston Globe.